From the KDKA Radio News Center, I'm Joe DiStio. A man was shot and killed this morning as he tried to force his way into a house in Crescent Township. Allegheny County Police say it happened just after midnight, a house on Star Road. The victim identified as 22-year-old Corey LaGuardia of Hopewell, Beaver County. We understand the homeowner is cooperating with police. LaGuardia pronounced dead at the scene. So far, no word on any charges. It was another dark and stormy night in the Pittsburgh area. Some power outages remain. Most of the damage happened north of the city, especially parts of Beaver County, where trees took down power lines in Beaver and Midland and elsewhere. Lightning hit a house chimney on Siebert Road in Ross. Duquesne Light has about 1,000 customers offline. West Penn Power was reporting 1,500 out. The president of Iran has some choice words for the Trump administration, a day after the president announced new economic sanctions aimed at blocking Tehran from building a nuclear weapon. CBS's Vicky Barker.
President Hassan Rouhani telling his cabinet ministers that the U.S. decision to impose new sanctions against Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei and other top officials proves Washington is lying about wanting new talks. Over in Jerusalem, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton suggests it's Iran who isn't serious.
There's simply no evidence that Iran has made the strategic decision to renounce nuclear weapons and open realistic discussions to demonstrate that decision.
So no sign yet that these new sanctions are pushing Tehran any closer to renegotiating the international nuclear deal President Trump has called a disaster. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Just Ducky Boat Tours hit dry dock in Pittsburgh. The Just Ducky Company here, amphibious land and river tours that have operated for 22 years, will not happen this year. The operator says insurance costs skyrocketed after last year's amphibious boat tragedy on Table Rock Lake in Missouri. 17 people died. That was a different operator. None of the passengers wore a life jacket. Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020, KDKA Radio.